Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today because with us we have Tony Vaughn. Tony is a certified holistic health practitioner, author, and board-certified life coach. Just like many others, she has led a rather uneventful life. She floated along from state to state, job to job, raising kids and maneuvering through a less than healthy marriage before figuring out her life's purpose. She understands the path to mediocrity and personal stagnation because she's been there. She understands how emotional blocks are created, how they create our current perception of ourselves and the world around us, and how to begin breaking them down in order to create new perceptions and have a wonderful life. Tony, welcome. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tony, tell us a little bit about how you came to your passion and purpose in life for those that haven't had a chance to meet you yet.
Well, you know, I think in that uneventful life, I mean, I've always been a pretty, you know, happy person. I was a pretty happy kid. Like a lot of people, now and then I struggled with, you know, bouts of depression, even went through a period where anxiety kind of came out of nowhere and had to deal with that as well. But I've just always known that it felt better to feel good than it did to feel bad, and would kind of do whatever I needed to do to stay that way, to continue to feel good and happy. I didn't escape the insecurities and self-worth issues that most people have as well. And so, yeah, went through two unhealthy marriages and raised my kids a lot on my own. But I finally got to where I realized that I wanted to help other people, because I see so much of people that they are just so dissatisfied, and whatever their emotional issues are, it's keeping them from moving forward or feeling like they deserve better and things like that. And I had found a course online through the College of Natural Medicine to be a holistic health practitioner, and that gave me so much information. It was kind of like they threw everything at you to see what would stick, to see what hit you, what rang true with you, and stuff like that. And the emotional energy that gets stuck inside of our bodies, that negative emotional trapped energies that comes from traumas and, you know, just things over the years that happened to us and stuff like that. And I saw how that creates a filter through which we see the world. And I understood and learned how to remove that energetically, but also mentally, that changing the way you think about things, that's the only thing that differentiates us between each other. It's just our thoughts, and how doing those two things together could help people get aligned with who they are, to where they could sit in their power, you know, recognize that they're limitless, and figure out what they want to do and go do it, go get it.
That is just so powerful, such a powerful gift to give the world. And at some point you decided that you wanted to start giving that gift through the written word, in addition to all of the marvelous works you're doing with clients. So tell us a little bit about how you started writing.
Well, I loved reading when I was younger, and I've always just thought, you know, how neat it would be to, because you know how often people, when you meet somebody new, when you get into a social gathering, like the number one question, what do? You know, and I always just thought it would be so cool to be able to tell people that I was an author. But then I had this information, and I wanted to, I mean, I was seeing clients and things like that, but that's a one-on-one here and there, and not to say that that's not great, because it is. But I wanted to be able to reach more people. And it just, you know, occurred to me that books was the one thing that can get out there, especially with the internet, to anybody in the world that's interested. And so, but it wasn't easy. I mean, it took me years, I think, thinking about it, wanting it, hoping for it, you know, that kind of thing. before I actually started writing. Because like I said, when you're leading a rather mediocre life and you just kind of go through life doing enough to get by, it never occurs to you that you can do something greater than that. So it took me a little while to get my self-confidence up and stuff like that to finally start writing.
I'm so glad you did, because your book is wonderful. The title, Drop It Like It's Hot, The Pocket Guide to Letting Go of Your Blocks, is so needed in our communities today. Individually, it's needed. The timing is so wonderful. I was just wondering, how did you get inspired to create and write? I know you said you had some struggles with it and some things were postponed and so forth, but what really moved you on to finishing this wonderful piece of work?
Well, you know, I think during that time when I was questioning myself and just busy working and, you know, and things like that, I always felt this pull, like that it needed to get done. And the farther I went along and the more I understood the universe and how things work and how energy works and things like that, I really began to understand that the pull that I was feeling wasn't just because I wanted to get the information out, I wanted to be an author. It was because the collective energy of people that wanted it. They needed it. They craved it. And some of them didn't even know what it was that they were desiring, but that energy, you know, it was a co-creation. That energy matched what I was wanting to give. And I feel like that's where the pull came from. And so it finally got to a point where I couldn't ignore it anymore. And just, I just had to sit down and do it. And, you know, when you first start, it's rough. You know, that whole writer's block thing is real. And, you know, I would get inspired and I would write and I would think, oh, that was great. But then to build from that there, then I would have to take a break, sometimes just for a couple of hours, go do something else, get it out of my head, and then come back to it. But once I started going, it just really started to flow and it got easier and easier. And when I was in that space, I felt like, you know, the information was coming to me and through me to the pages. So it definitely got easier.
That's wonderful to hear. And I love what you said, because it took me so many years longer than what I would have liked to really grasp the place that when you're kind of struggling with something or you feel somewhat stuck, to leave it alone and go get some space for creativity to enter in. Like you said, do something else. For me, sometimes it's by the ocean or laying by a pool or something to do with water, kind of clears my thinking, even if it's just, as you said, half an hour, an hour, and all of a sudden you come back totally renewed. And I'm so glad you mentioned that, because I think that's so important. For years, I thought I just needed to throw more energy at it. You know, that was a secret. If I just kept working on it and poured more energy into it, and really it's a kind of intuitive in the way that leaving some space to let things in
right.
really is what you need. So.
And sometimes trying to put more energy into it and focus more on it is the worst thing you can do, because you get too much in your head. And, you know, the physical mind can only see so far. And so, you know, the physical mind can only create so much on its own. I mean, it's like being in the valley and not being able to see what's over the ridge kind of thing. If you step back, if you take some time out to step away from it and clear that part out to where you can kind of get up on the hill and see what's coming next and get inspired once again. But you've got to be able to let energy and information come to you kind of on its own, but you got to get quiet in order for that to happen. So yeah, sometimes focusing too hard is detrimental to the project, because, you know, your physical mind can only do so much.
Yeah. So you talked about writer's block, but I'm sure there may have been some other challenges too with the book. Can you share that with our audience? We have a lot of writers that listen to the show, and I would really love for them to hear, you know, maybe how you overcame some of the challenges during the course of writing the book.
The information isn't different. It's all the same information, but who you are as a person with your personality and the way you convey information, the words that you use and stuff like that, that is going to be different. That's what attracts people to your work and things like that. I made sure during that time that I was writing, I did not read anybody else's stuff. I didn't look anything else up on the internet and stuff like that, because it was very important to me that the information I conveyed was my own, in my own words, with my own personality. I didn't want to have anything else in my head. And tried to come straight from inspiration, because I believe the information it's not in your brain. If somebody cuts your brain open, they're not going to see your memories or their information. It's out in the ether. And so you've got to be open to be able to receive that along with what you've studied and stuff like that. So I would say to just take time to be quiet, be open, be confident in what you know, and let the information come through you.
Yeah, and I think that that's really important that you mention that, because that's really approaching the project with total authenticity. And not only is that one of the most attractive qualities, I think, to a reader or just to other people in life, but it really makes a difference in the way the information is going to be put out there, because there's some people that will only hear what is spoken in your voice. And so I think it's an important responsibility, actually, to your readers. So speaking of readers, once again, what do you hope that readers will take away from your book, which is, again, just absolutely marvelous? And I love the title, Drop It Like It's Hot.
Well, let me real quick say with the previous question that one of the things when I was struggling with any self-worth or self-confidence issues before I wrote the book was that there is just so much out there. And so you sit there and go, well, this works for me. I believe in this method or this way or to use this information to create this thing. But what do I possibly have to offer that isn't already out there? And that was one of the things that kept me, I think, from moving forward as long as it did, was because you think that, because I mean, really think about how many self-help books are out there and you're just like, what could I possibly add to that? But the thing is that you totally can. My husband loved listening to Deepak, and I love Deepak's message, but the way he spoke, the speed that he spoke, sometimes the accents, it kept me from really being able to sit with it and let it kind of soak in and want to listen to him all the time. I mean, I think he's amazing, but it just didn't sit with me like that. You know what I mean? And so that's why it's different for everybody. Personalities are going to be different for everybody where that's concerned. So I just wanted to put that out there. The title of the book, it's become a point of humor. I got the title of the book because when I met my husband, I was struggling with a previous relationship and we were friends. And so I would talk to him and he would talk me through things and stuff like that. And one particular day, I was talking to him about it and he said to me, plain and simple, right to the truth, he said, you got to drop that like it's hot. And in that moment, it made so much sense to me, and it was almost embarrassing to me how simple it was. You know what? I mean, yeah, if emotions were hot potatoes and I was holding them in my hands and walking around with it, choosing to carry this around, just burning my, you know, why wouldn't you drop that? Why would you choose to carry that around with you? So that's where the title came from. And after the book was published and I went online and was looking it up, and when I put it in the search on Barnes & Noble, I think, Snoop Dogg came up with, I guess it's one of his songs. I don't listen to that genre of music, so I didn't realize that. And I was just like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. Like, you know, I had no idea. And so, you know, a lot of younger people, when they see the book or I'm talking about the book or whatever, they kind of smile and I'm like, I know. But it's kind of fun because it's become this place of connection with especially the younger generation that listens to his music and stuff like that. So that was kind of funny. And in the midst of all of that, I have forgotten what your initial question was.
Oh, I wanted to ask you, what impact do you hope it will have on readers? What do you hope that readers will take away?
Okay. The thing that I wanted to set this apart from other self-help books is because the experience that I had with a lot of different self-help books that I have read over the years and stuff when I was in search of my truth and trying to figure out how everything worked and how I fit into all of that was that a lot of times I would get a book and it was so thick and I would start reading it and I felt like the author sometimes was almost like they were writing to just to their peers, and it wasn't, I mean, I'm very intelligent, but, you know, everybody's brain works a little bit differently. And I would think, well, it just became not easily understood. And it became so big that it felt like it was going to be hard to implement whatever it was they were trying to teach. There was so much. I wanted to create something super simple for people to understand that I don't care how big your problem is, the answers are simple. People think that the answer to their problems has to be in direct proportion to the size of their problem. if life seems super complicated, that they think there has to be some long, drawn out process to get to the other side of that pain or that issue. It's just not like that. The laws of the universe, which is what we work with, you know, which is what we are in, gravity, you can't see gravity, but you know it works and it's in place 24/7. And these other laws of the universe with how we create our perceptions and our realities and how we manifest what we want in our lives and what we don't want in our lives, it's working 24/7. And it's so simple. And so I just wanted people to understand how simple it was. That's why the book is so short. It's only, I think it's 75, 78 pages, something like that. Because you don't need 300 pages to understand what you're doing and how it's creating what's going on in your life, where your blocks came from, what it is that's keeping you from moving forward or feeling confident enough to go after your dreams. So it really is super simple. And I just want people to get that so they can stop suffering.
So if you were to look at the work that you're doing in the world, Tony, and this marvelous book as being a part of that, how would you like to see this being world-changing, almost like a legacy? How would you like it to impact the world? What does that picture look like for you?
Boy, I would just love if it just uncomplicated things. We complicate things just to a ridiculous degree as far as our emotional well-being, how we interact with other people, the way we feel and think about ourselves and our perceptions of the world around us and things like that. And I just want to uncomplicate things. I just want to make things simpler for people. All it needs to start with is a few people that understand how this works and be an example for other people. Then I'm going to ask them, like, why don't you get upset over these things? Or how did you forgive this person for this? Or how did you decide all of a sudden to get the confidence to go for this thing that you're doing now? You know what I mean? And just have it kind of spread from person to person, whether they suggest the person read the book or they just teach them on their own. However that looks, I can't know that and I don't need to know that. I just hope that it happens. I know a lot of times when you start asking how things are going to happen and you can't possibly have the answers to that, you start creating resistance. And so I know how I'd like it to look, but I don't know how it's going to happen.
That is so wonderful. And I hope everyone will go out and buy the book and be a part of that happening for our world. Tony, thank you so much for bringing your wisdom and generosity of your time to our call today.
It's been such a pleasure. Thank you so much again for having me.
And I would love it if you could share a website or somewhere on the web where people could connect with you for more information.
The website is dropitlikeitshot.org. The Facebook page is Tony Vaughn or Drop It Like It's Hot. Email, if they wanted to get in touch with me, they can get in touch with me through tony@dropitlikeitshot.org.
Wonderful. Tony, thank you so much once again for being with us.
Thank you, Vicki.
And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcasts and communities, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. That's mybookmybiz.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.